Hello, and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, a day 430. Nearly knocked 100 days off there. Just playing with your mind, Mike, just playing with your mind. Can I just say... Why are we all celebrating being a year older? But happy birthday to Mrs. Simon. Happy birthday to Erwin. Oh, and it's mine as well. Yay. Right, let me go and check the chat. I am, you know that session I had for an hour, Mike, at 5? Mm. Finished at 3 minutes to. Oh, talking about playing with my mind. Right, I can almost see the chat. If I just get rid of that and that and that and press refresh. Yay! So, Jonathan was in first, just to celebrate my birthday. Thank you very much, Jonathan, and hello. Oh, Mike's in there. Hello. Thank you, Mike.
Renee's so sweet, he doesn't have sound.
Oh, why doesn't Renee have sound?
We have got sound.
We have got sound.
And Debbie S has popped in to wish you a happy birthday.
Yay, thank you, Debbie. So hello, Sarah. Thank you for the good wishes. Thank you, Jonathan. Hello, Dee. Thank you, Kim. Beautiful, beautiful card. Love it. And I waited until after midnight. I did. I was sat there poised because I had a session at midnight and nobody online knew it was my birthday. So I sat there by myself opening your card.
And what happened at 3 o'clock?
Oh, and at 3 o'clock this morning, I'm in the middle of another session. That one had overrun. That one started at 2. I got a text on my phone and I thought, who in the right minds is texting me at this time in the... Oh, bless it, Mike.
I woke up at 3 o'clock, blurry-eyed, and managed to type happy birthday.
Yes, and he did actually type happy birthday. There's no little accidents.
No, that's what's it for, predictive text.
Mind you, that doesn't always get it right, you know. Trust me on that, it does not. Anyway, it did. Hello, Pete Nanny. Thank you very much. Dee was almost first.
Pete and Nanny have said they've got no sound.
We do have sound. We do have sound. I'm seeing sound heading out. Can anybody else let us know if we've got sound? Renee's saying, do we have sound? But we do have sound. I can hear myself as well. Can you do a check, Mike? Have you checked and we have?
Yeah, I'm listening to it.
Mike's listening to it, not
Renny's
here.
Renny's got sound now.
Yay, everybody's got sound. Good.
Pete and Annie haven't.
Oh, no.
Sarah has.
Right, type in refresh, Mike, in big capitals.
I have.
Just in case.
I made sure they've pressed play.
Oh, that's another one. Right, where was I? Oh, Renee, look at all the birthday cakes and everything and the balloons. Thank you very much, Renee. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Paul. Thank you all for the good wishes. Thank you. Let me keep going. Chat's going crazy.
Pete and Annie hadn't pressed play.
Ah.
They think it's like YouTube when you just go live.
Do you know I've actually got an extension for Chrome, only it's in Vivaldi, that stops YouTube automatically playing because it drives me mad. I open like
an
three tabs.
An extension for Chrome that's in Vivaldi.
Yes, because Vivaldi uses Chrome extensions.
Oh, right.
Obviously. I mean, no one's using Chrome, dig.
Apart from me.
Oh, that's so bad, Mike, because they're tracking your every move.
That's so last century, darling.
It's so last century, darling. Get into the Vivaldi zone.
Oh. Yeah, I can just imagine asking IT at work if I can install Vivaldi.
Thank you very, very much, Debbie. I hope she's got that before she heads back to where she is. Who else have we got? Loving that, Mike, silly question, if you press play. No such thing as a silly question.
That's what I tell my delegates.
Oh, dear, dear me. Right, keep going. I'm there. Hello, Stephen. Hello, birthday girl and the MacBites family dropping in for a while before a Zoom. The joys of a COVID world. Tell me about it. Do you know, Zoom, I actually said to Mike, Zoom have come out of this pandemic quite well, if you think about it. And so have the users of Zoom. Because I said to Mike, there's been 10 years of development in the last 12 months. all of the features. One thing that was driving me insane was every time you're in a Zoom and they share their screen, it twangs to full screen on my screen, one of my screens, the third one. But that would be fine, apart from the fact it changes the focus from where I'm making notes. Anyway, after much shuffling around and self-righteous indignation, found an option to turn that off. While I was there, also found an option to increase the size of the text chat. So now you can see it from across the room. Loving it. Oh, so Mike has stacked up for me here about half a dozen cards and three parcels. And I have no idea what is in any of them. They're my birthday presents. So are we opening up the birthday presents first, Mike?
Unless you want to do the other stuff.
I'm quite happy to do either. If you want to lead me through that, what do I need to press?
You need to press play on the file called Marooned 2.
Hang on, Marooned 2. Ah, right, I've got
Marooned
2.
Which is a video.
Marooned 2 is a video. All I can see is one frame at the beginning of it. But you would need to hear it. So I've got it configured, technically speaking, so you would hear it. Shall we do a test on something else first? Before I've half played the video. Let me go and get... What videos have I got? Or an audio file would do, wouldn't it? Where have I got any music? Do I have music? It's all online. Oh, for crying out loud.
You could play the map-based theme again.
No, because that's in there and that's coming from somewhere else entirely, Mike. Don't confuse the issue. Right, let's just find some audio. Why have I got that in there? Right, let's choose any audio files and see what I've got that's the least offensive. I could put map bites in, couldn't I, wouldn't I? It's all recordings of us. Oh, no. No, hang on, I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll put an MP3 on the end and might actually find some music. How about a schedule segue? Okay. One of mine. That's short enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I open that up with the file thing that I'm going to play this in, I was presupposing it's going to let me do that. Oh, it is indeed going to let me do that. Excellent. Right. So if I press play here and you can hear me, then we're good to go. So this is a segue from the 15th of May. You're listening to Brooklands 196, the official radio station of Brooklands Catenians. Hello and welcome to another full... Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's quite low, my end.
I'm listening to the broadcast.
But can you hear it in the broadcast?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
And Kim
excellent.
Says they can hear, she can hear.
Fantastic. Right, I've got that shut down then. All right, which means, technically, pondering this. I'm wondering how you're hearing this. Seriously?
Me?
Yeah, because I've just turned off sending it to the loopback pipe.
No, I was listening to it through the live broadcast.
Yes, but the issue that I've got is, it's very complicated, this. Right, there's so much involved in this, that to get broadcast, would it be easier just to put it in there?
Deb says, happy birthday, CQCQ.
Ah, CQCQ, thank you very much. Tell you what.
And Tracy and Paul could hear it.
I'm going to do something different, because I think this might work better. Let's have another look at that. Right, let's turn that off in there. Because I'm getting an echo, but that's not surprising given how I'm doing it. So let's try that again. Oh, this is interesting, isn't it? We'll try it again and we'll see how that works. Right, let's get one of those segues. We'll go for a different segue this time. Oh, isn't this exciting? Right, open with. And if all this works, then I can play this video that I'm desperate to see. You're listening to Brooklands 196, the official radio station of Brooklands Catenians. Hello and welcome to another... I can hear that's working and I have got no echo. You can let me know if that works.
Yes, I can hear it through the broadcast.
Right, in that case, we're ready to go. Need to document this when I've finished. This is difficult. Right, turning it up now so I can hear it. And I'm about to press play on a video. And the poster frame looks remarkably like Renee.
It does.
With confetti. Ooh, right, are we ready? Should we do a countdown? 3, 2, 1.
Er is er een jarig, hoera, hoera, dat kun je wel zien, dat is Ileen. Dat vinden wij alle zo prettig, ja, ja, en daarom zingen wij blij. Zij leven lang, hoera, hoera, zij leven lang, hoera, hoera, zij leven lang, hoera. Elaine, happy birthday and many years to come.
Oh, wow, that's bye. Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, now we've got something else.
We definitely don't.
Where did that come from? What it does, it automatically plays the next thing. Mike's having a fit here. It's all right, that's not getting broadcast. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey! That was great. Now, what did I need to do next, Mike? He's got it all keyed up.
That was Maroon 2.
That was Maroon 2, so apparently.
So play Maroon 1.
Hang on, now I need to go and play Maroon 1, which was in an entirely different app. Right, birthday, Maroon 1. Got it. Got it. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elaine. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Do I suspect Tracy was behind this?
Yep.
Oh, that was wonderful. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. Loved it.
And she says, she's actually sent me the list of participants.
Do you mean the artists on the track, artists, Mike?
Yes. So we've got Renee, Tony B, Stephen, Kimmy, Debbie S, Paul Murphy, Peter and Annie, Jimmy Trentham, Deb, Paul Conaway, and Dr. Peter Lax.
Oh,
and of
fantastic.
Course, Tracy.
Oh, I could hear Tracy. I know Tracy's fabulous voice. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Yes, that's going to be our new jingle, I think. What Mike did, so I didn't know what was going on, had just numbered the files 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Now, I haven't seen 3, have I? Or was 3 the other one?
3 was the other one.
Right, hang on.
Yeah, Tracy sent them to me in that Dropbox share that we set up. And right. She said, you like this? She said, nobody else has got access to that folder, have they? So I said, no, Tracy. Then I went and checked, and I had given you access to it.
It's all right. I've been on that course that long. I have no idea what day of the week is.
I've revoked your access temporarily.
What?
It's all right, Tracy. I knew she was on a course that she wouldn't pick it up.
He knows I don't know what day of the week it is. Trust me. I actually said this morning, it's Thursday. Went, no, dear, or you would have missed your birthday. And I went, oh, yeah.
Anyway, great
fantastic.
Job, Tracy. Well
you
done.
Are amazing, all
well
of you.
Done.
Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Well
so,
done, all of
number,
you.
So, number 3 is a PNG. Am I allowed to look at it now?
He's yeah, forgotten. That was my fault, Tracy, of sharing the folder with her.
It's all right. I'm completely oblivious to it. I'm
right.
Not looking.
Basically, I was out walking Lola, and I listened to it on my phone whilst I was out, and then your other ping came in. That said, the folder's not shared, is it? So I quickly went into Dropbox and removed her access.
It's all right, I was asleep at that point, probably.
Probably.
Right, can I see number 3 yet or not?
Yes.
Yay! Happy birthday, Elaine. Thank you for your ever-uplifting spirit. Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, look, there's Wolfie with a gluten-free cake. Fantastic. From the Marooners. Deirdre D. Deborah, oh, all the Debs, excellent. Tracy, Sarah, Kim, Anthony, Tony, Jonathan, Pete, Paul from Ohio, Alex, Simon, Stephen, Mike and Renee. Thank you very, very much.
That's from Renee. He made that.
That looks amazing. Totally amazing. Love it. Oh, I am spoilt, aren't I? Lockdown birthdays, you know, they're not that bad.
I don't think anyone else has seen that card.
Oh, shall we put it somewhere?
Yeah.
Where can we put that? Oh, I'll put it up on Cloudly. That's where I'll put it. Let's get it straight up on Cloudly.
Renee sent it to me privately.
In a folder that's not shared with me.
No, we put it in WhatsApp.
That's definitely not shared with me. I'm clueless with WhatsApp. Right, let me get this in here. Renee, there's nothing wrong with your voice. There we go. There's my card. That was wonderful.
That link is the card.
I haven't even had a chance to look at my own files, Tracy. In fact, I'm pondering email at the moment. I'll share this last of all. Remind me when we're doing the gifts, Mike. There's one more thing.
One more thing.
Yes, but shall I do my cards now? Haven't even opened a card here. Have you got the one from your mum? Is that here?
It's in there.
Let's start with the mother-in-laws. There we go. Oh, I love the fact she's put on the back of it from, and then there's a load of hieroglyphics. But the hieroglyphics...
Postcode.
It's her postcode. Yeah. Yes, I've just twigged that. What I do notice is, without exception, no one's licking the envelope shut these days, are they? Oh, loving it. Right, so I'm starting off with the one from the mother-in-law that says, special wishes, happy birthday, best wishes, just for you. And it says, have a wonderful day, love, Hillary.
Hey!
Right, I'm going to have to take a picture of all these lined up, aren't I? Right, there's that one. Right, who shall I go for next? My spidery sense is telling me that that one could be from Dickon. Let's have a look.
It's an M&S card.
Yeah. It's not just a card, it's an M&S card. Right, opening it. Oh, it's navy blue and it's got all flowers on it. And you see, I can't kill these flowers.
No.
The best kind of flowers. Have a beautiful birthday. Oh, I'm wrong. It says, have a fab birthday and don't forget the jingle. Love and best wishes from Frank and Pauline. That is gorgeous. Right, let's put that one over there. Right, another one. This one says for Wednesday on the back. But it's Wednesday, and listen, this one, I've actually stuck the envelope.
My mother said, when I get something that says do not open before X, that I always open it.
Well, I didn't. I didn't open my present last year either. For a special friend on your birthday, you can't have too many birthdays, no matter what they say. It's getting a year older that's the issue. Dear Elaine, hope yours brings every happiness and lots of love your way. Happy birthday. Hope you have a lovely birthday and hopefully we'll see you soon. Love as always, Pam and Jed. Hey, let's put that one over there. Right, that leaves me that one. And that's one, I think. So let's open that one. Now, you see, I know who that's from.
Stephen says, just as the music began, my grandson rang for his first birthday. So you'll share your birthday with Stephen's grandson.
Hey, another one. It's very popular, isn't it? The 19th.
See you, Johnny.
Night-night, Johnny. Thank you for being there. Thank you for joining in. Right. I noticed this one. I know who it's from. Do you know how I know who it's from? Because it doesn't say who it's to, so that's Nina.
Right.
Nina has a very short attention span, so by the time she's sealed the envelope, she's forgotten to write on the front of it.
I'll bet you
I'm right.
Like the raffle tickets.
Oh, never let Nina sell a raffle ticket. Oh, don't. You have to put the phone number on the half that's going in the drawer, obviously, only Nina did it the wrong way around. We had no idea who bought the tickets. Right, this one says, to a lovely friend on your birthday, sending very special wishes on your birthday. With thanks for brightening the days, just as you always do. For all the smiles and warmth you bring, for always lending a helpful hand, and last but most importantly, for being such a wonderful friend. Have a special day, you deserve a very happy birthday. And she's put, hopefully the last lockdown birthday. Next year we'll have a triple birthday celebration for the May girls. So that's me, Nina and Rachel. Enjoy your day. Lots of love. Nina and Mike and Polly. That's Nina's mum. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, let's put that one there. And I think I've got one more, haven't I? I think I've got one more. Let's get rid of these. Yes, this one says Mam on the front, which means it's from the lovely, lovely Rachel. Right, let's open that one. Oh, I think it could be a bear. It's either a bear or a dog. To a special mum. And it has got a bear on the front.
Lola Bear.
I think it's a bear anyway. Dear Mam, happy birthday. Hope your day is as special as you are. Also hope I can see you very, very soon. Mum, you are simply the best in every single way. So have a wonderful day on this your special day. With love. Love and miss you lots, Rach. Oh, Not lovely. Right, I've done all my cards. Can be prezzies now. I've got three presents here, actually.
Don't ping her, she'll be in bed.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably will. Right, I shall open this up. This is a box that's got a rose on the top, and it says especially for you. And when I have gone into it... Oh, it's jewellery. It's jewellery. Oh, it's a necklace. It's a silver necklace with an emerald on it. Because emerald is the birthstone for May. Isn't that fantastic? Awesome. That's from the lovely Rachel. Right, let's put that in there. I've lost my glasses as well on top of everything else. But now I've got them. Right. Okay, let's pop that in there and get the other bag. Right. Oh, are we all enjoying this vicariously? Ooh. Okay, and I think this could be smellies. I can smell smellies. Right, let's have a look. I hope it isn't something I have to keep alive. Oh, no, it's in a box. It's in a box. Let's open it up. Oh, it's got a spoon on the top with a blue rose on it. Okay, let's have a look at that. Oh, it's a mug. Arrgh! Good grief, it's wrapped well. It's got butterflies on it, look, Mike.
Oh.
That is gorgeous. Oh. I'll take photos of all of these, obviously. So I'll leave that there so I can take a picky of it.
You can have your bedtime Horlicks in it.
Do you know, I'd love that, but it's not gluten-free, is it? Darn it. They might make gluten-free these days. Right, the next one's funny. The next one was the one that arrived last week. But Kath said, don't open it till Wednesday. And I'm thinking, what's special about Wednesday? And then I realised she was probably a week early. And she was. So this is actually the official opening of it. So can you hear it? There we go. So that's the Amazon wrapper wrapping open. Let's have a look what we've got inside there. Oh, it's all gift wrapped as well. It's in a huge purple bag. Keep your surprise a gift. Unwrap the present before opening the envelope. Okay, this gets complicated, doesn't it? Right, let's lose that over there. So it's a purple bag with lots of silver bits on it. Is this a card? It is a card. It says, happy birthday, lovely lady. Many thanks for keeping us all going over the last year and a bit. Lots of love from all the Moores and Patricks. Can't wait to meet at Bramley's. From Kath, Joe, Lisa, Carolyn and all the boys. So James, Daniel and Adam.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the whole lot.
Tracy says Horlicks is gluten-free.
Oh, that's all right. Then I can have some.
So I'll stick some in the order.
Stick some in the order. Right, it's got a silver bow on the top, so I'm about to open the silver bow. Right, let's have a look. I've got the bow off. I think it's tied as well, unless that's part of the same thing. Is that part of the same thing? It's part of the same thing. Oh, this is lovely. Right, got inside, and there's a box inside the bag. Right, oh, and it's gluten-free. Whatever it is gluten-free.
This is like an audio-only unboxing, isn't it?
The Urban Wellbeing Gluten-Free Biscuit and Snack Bar Collection. Oh, look. I'm going to have to take a picture and send that. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Mike's very interested in this. He's come very close and he's staying there. Oh, wow. Right, let's get
anything edible and I'm there.
Are you really? Right, let's... Come on. Flip that round. Why doesn't my iPhone ever recognise the right way round when I'm taking a picky? So annoying. Right, let's get it to Cloud App. Do not fail me today. Do not log me out today. Cloud App error. Fabulous. Okay, we'll do the other thing. Let me log into Cloud App.
Renee said to Dee, because we're talking about the 80s, were you old enough to go to the disco in 1986? I was going to nightclubs in 1986.
Yeah, I bet you were.
In Leeds.
Guess what I was doing?
Reading a book.
Served me well, Mike. It served me well. Come on. One password. Log me in. Let's do the face ID thing.
I will double check Tracy.
Come on. Right, it's logged me in, which means I can go back to where I started from to get this picky shared with you.
Horlicks is not suitable for a gluten-free diet.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it's got wheat and barley.
Oh. Right. I think I've got it.
So Oval to... Oh, hang on. Barley cup.
Right, there we go. Right, should have it. Oh, so exciting. Right, let's have a look. A Trek protein flapjack, raspberry. A protein nut bar. A naked blueberry muffin. Don't ask. Instant hot chocolate, galaxy. Honeycomb bar. Two honeycomb bars. Gluten-free shortbread. I love shortbread. Oh, my. Oats and chocolate chip gluten-free biscuit breaks. What's this one? Oats and stem ginger. So basically ginger nuts. Is this one minty? Oats and fruit biscuit breaks. What else have I got? Nan gluten-free oat cakes. I've even got some odd ones here that look like dark chocolate penny things. Oh, I've got a Mrs. Crimble. A giant chocolate macaroon from Mrs. Crimble. Oh, there's some more of these individual things. And what's that one? That is a 9 salted caramel seed bar. Oh, this could last me a month. Seriously, look at it all. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to... I shall be spending 8 o'clock till 8:30 sending thank yous to people.
It'll probably last me an hour.
I shall rein you in, Mike. I shall rein you in. Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? Very, very kind of them. Right, I shall put that all down there. Am I done now? No. I said I was going to have one more thing, didn't I?
Yeah.
One of mine. I decided to give myself a long over-deserved birthday gift, which I will put a slide up on Friday, but inbox zero. Do you know how I did that?
Command A, Shift Delete.
Oh, no, because there are things I need to reply to. But I thought, you know what? I really, really want to see inbox zero on my birthday. So I thought, right, what's needed? Emergency DMZ. So there's quite a large emergency DMZ. But you know the little logo you see when you get inbox zero, if you can remember that far back?
No.
I saw it for a fleeting second. I saw it. And then more mails came in. But just as an experiment, I thought, how many mails do you reckon you get a day?
Not that many, because I've cut out a lot of subscriptions and stuff. So maybe 10.
Oh, I wish. I have more than that in just the spam. Well
bully for you.
Yes, I went to bed about, 5:30? And I was up again just after 12, I think. And I'd had 81 mails, and I thought, this explains why you do not have inbox zero. Because you look at the mails and think, I'll go back and look at that one later. Anyway, at the moment, let's have a look. I'm nuking as I'm going here.
When I do Master Your Mailbox course at work, what I do is I drag the contents of the inbox to a folder called @temp. And then when I finish the training, I chuck them back to the inbox.
And do you apprise your delegates of this?
No,
I didn't think so.
I just say, look, inbox zero, this is my strategy.
This is the strategy. Well, do you know, if people had stopped mailing you, it would actually work, wouldn't it? No, I've got 6 mails in there at the moment. Right, 2 are happy birthday messages. So I will be replying to those. A third one is telling me that I've been put in, you'll love this, a feedback pod. So I do actually need to deal with that one. The fourth one is from Office Watch, and it's talking about the fact that Microsoft have just rolled out. Should we get this tech show back on tech? Microsoft have just rolled out ransomware protection in OneDrive. And they've spent an entire mail that looks about 5 pages long. Well, no, actually, it's much longer than that. Good grief, about 15 pages long. Explaining why it's not all it's cracked up to be. So I thought, well, I've got to read that one. Then there's one from the BBC. Now, what's on the BBC I wanted to see? It's Eurovision at the weekend. So they've got a Eurovision programme on that's got something about ABBA in it that I want to listen to. So I've left that there. Was that about... Did that say diet and exercise? Good grief. No, that must have severely miscalculated sending me that. And then there's one more in there that I haven't even looked at yet. But 6 isn't bad, is it, in a day? If I can just keep on top of it. How many times do we say that? Who's got inbox zero?
I've got inbox 7.
Is that 150? Inbox zero will never happen for Kim. You can't even get the folders off your desktop. Do you know, it is actually possible. I think I've kind of had a breakthrough in that at the moment. It's to do with the note-taking. I was using Notion and I was using Rome. And the rationale for both was, and I was pulled, you know, because I was thinking to myself, I love the way that Notion is structured. I do love it. And then the notes that are in relation to whatever. So maybe it's like system admin stuff. It's in the right place and I know exactly where it is. So if you think about the equipment tracker, know where everything is. So new piece of equipment comes in, know exactly where to go and where to put the stuff. But how many people have that much stuff that at least 50% of it, you don't know where it goes? And that's the problem. So I thought, well, Rome takes care of that problem. Sling it in, you'll find it when you need it. Notion's not really like that. So I thought, right, well, how do I decide what goes in where? Basically, how do I decide that? There isn't really a good answer to that because you start thinking to yourself, I could do it with it in both places. But I decided for this iteration of this course to go Rome only. And it's working great. The only problem was I put a hashtag on it so I could find it. And when I looked, I realised that for the last two cohorts of it, I just used a standard hashtag and I hadn't put the cohort number on, which meant the whole lot was mixed together. So while I'm actually taking notes in Rome, I decided to tidy up the other hashtags. Then when I got them organised, I thought, hang on a minute, all these notes are in the wrong place. Once I got them all in the right place, it was like, wow. And that's when I started thinking about the email. So shall we do a Getting Organised with Elaine series? Once I've eaten my own dog food, drunk my own champagne, as it were. Right, let me catch up with all that's going on here. Right. It does look good, that box, doesn't it? Ooh. I never ate Ready Breck in its heyday. But what I did eat was Farley's Rusks. You know, I'd be like, we'd be in a shop and I'd be like 17, 18. And I'd shout down to Mum, don't forget the Farley's Rusks.
I did, have Farley's Rusks. I just loved Rusks.
Them. Absolutely adored Farley's Rusks.
Only when I was a baby,
Rusks.
Though.
Hmm. Oh, Kim. No idea what Eurovision is about, except I think it has to do with entertainment. Well...
very loosely.
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 No, actually, it is, isn't it? It's more entertainment than music.
Well, if it hadn't been for Eurovision, there'd have never been an ABBA.
ABBA already existed before Eurovision.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have been...
They wouldn't have been worldwide.
...propelled to stardom.
No, they wouldn't.
Nor would there have been a... I was going to say Cliff Richard.
Please don't go there. Please, just on no level, ever go there.
Bucks Fizz. Johnny... The Irish fella,
man.
Logan.
Johnny Logan.
Brotherhood of Man.
Dana International.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that group called that came from Norway? Heavy metal one.
I can't remember.
They were fab. Nor the Russian Grannies.
Oh, yeah.
Yo! Years of happy entertainment. Deb says, I wonder if Elaine will be getting her iPad on Friday. Apple said they would be in stores and starting to be delivered. That they might be, Deb. I have not had sight nor sound of it. I did check earlier today, you know, just thinking like, you know, Friday'd be nice, Apple. The annoying thing is, I don't think you should be selling them in store unless you've fulfilled all the pre-orders. Nobody should have them in store. The pre-orders should get first dibs. Can we actually go out to a store at the minute, or do you actually have to pre-book visiting? There was a stage where you had to actually book to visit a store. And even when you get there, you've no idea if they're going to have the model that you want. But there is nothing so annoying. No, mine is saying processing, arriving 18th of June. That's not good. That's a month away. Not a happy bunny. So no nice surprise from Apple today. Thank you, Timmy. It would have been lovely, wouldn't it, to see, oh, look, preparing to ship and it's shipped and it's on the way, be with you Friday. But no, not going to happen. According to this, not going to happen. We have everything necessary to complete your order. We'll update the delivery date when the order is prepared to ship, which will be sometime never. I've added that last bit, but you get the gist of it. What is annoying is underneath it says, and your pencil was delivered on the 1st of May. I know. That was the day after I placed the order. So you're going to wait, make me wait 7 weeks for my toy. I am not happy, but never mind. It'll get here when it gets here. It is a weird music competition. It really is weird. It used to be earlier. I think it used to be that the first bank holiday weekend in May. And I think they put it back, hoping that people would be able to travel. But it just seems a bit indulgent to me. You know, travelling to Eurovision. Nobody needs you to travel to Eurovision. Leave it alone.
They didn't do it last year, did they?
No, because it was so close to lockdown, yeah. They didn't know what to do. But I don't think anybody needs to travel. I was also listening to a guy today who was saying that his dream in life was an in-person conference for 13,000 people. And I thought, well, if 13,000 people are taking flights to where your in-person conference is, how about you think about the planet for once? That's self-indulgent travel. It could be just as easily done online. But people want to get back to, and I quote, normal. I'd like better than normal. I'd like people being kinder to each other. Because I was thinking, you know, right, so you get back to normal and you go out. You're not going to, well, I'm not going to get to the end of the street before somebody isn't effing and jeffing out of the window because they want to be where you are and stuff like that. Because every time we go out, I say to Mike, is it just me? Or are people really grumpy? And Michael said, no, people are more grumpy by the second. Like yesterday, wasn't it? Was it yesterday before yesterday? We were all supposed to be, we can all hug on Monday and life will be fantastic. We'll all be running through fields of daisies. And what's the first thing that happens Tuesday morning? In rush hour. I mean, in rush hour being the key point to this. Grumpy people sat in cars getting grumpier by the second because somebody who was even more needy than them jumped off a bridge. Can we go to normal plus? Not just normal. Let's go to normal plus. Let's try and make things better. Oh, Eurovision is in the Netherlands this year. Yeah, that's the thing with Eurovision. It's very quirky. It's very quirky. We have Australia in it. But, you know, it seems to work. It's weird because there's guaranteed places for the people who give the most money to put it on. That's how come we're in it every year, but we usually come last because nobody votes for us. And of course, now we have actually officially Brexited. I doubt we'll get a point. Unless Ireland take pity on us, I doubt we'll get a point. Oh, now Kim doesn't need to wear masks. You went to Costco. You were still wearing your COVID gear, but almost everybody had their masks up except for 3 people. I think the people are more sane than the ones making the rules. Let's just say that. Do you remember Brotherhood of Man, Renee? I absolutely loved their stuff.
Save Your Kisses.
They did an album, and it's so annoying, this.
That's a cool pick, Renee.
This album was about 1983. And I think one of the songs on it was called Lightning Flash. But I think the album is called BHOM, as in Brotherhood of Man. It's nowhere digitally. And I know I've got a copy of it somewhere. Can I find it? And even if I did, could I find something to play it on? Oh, but it was a good album, that. I like that. Oh, Pete says hashtags can be a bit troublesome. Went to a theatres and anaesthesia conference and was told the hashtag was T&A conference. The IT had no idea of other connotations and it was on all the handouts and slides. That sums Eurovision up, Tracy. Good for a laugh until they get to the politicised voting. Jack can actually do without the voting. Elaine, what was this on the email about Apple discontinuing the iMac or something? It was a story that I read that was saying, because, you know, now as soon as you get one product, all the rumours switch and they want to go to another product or something else. So as soon as we've got the last iPhone, rumours about the iPhone 13. And you're like, I've not even unboxed this one yet. Well, Friday is supposed to be the official day, the 21st, isn't it? The official day for the launch of the 24-inch iMac. But the glitterati have already got the 24-inch iMac, so we have multiple unboxing videos on YouTube. So I read this article, and this article was saying that Apple were working on the replacement for the 27-inch iMac, but took the decision to stop working on it to work on the 24, and work has not resumed yet. And I was like, pardon? So I think it could be away yet. A long, long time. Let's see if I can find the link. No, they're all emails. No, that's not the one. Neither's that, and that's last night. Okay, let me go find it. Let me go and find it. There it is. No, it's not. Ooh, where were you? Then they have said only select colours of the iMac will be available to purchase at the stores, but all seven colours will be on display. I mean, to differentiate by colour is just utterly ridiculous. Right. Oh, stop jumping in front of me. This thing is jumping in front of me. Oh, I also noticed Apple were discontinuing the Space Grey iMac accessories. So if you want one, best get one, because they're going. Right, where was this story that I saw? Shall I do a search? Is that going to work? Let's have a look at that. That's going back away. Apple have paused the development. That's the one. So let's get... Can we just copy that? We can. There we go. I don't think it means permanently, but certainly at the moment. I think that is their way of saying, if you're thinking that there'll be a 27-inch iMac at WWDC, don't bother. There won't be. Oh, Dee says, we once sent a puppet of a turkey to Eurovision. The national embarrassment. Dee, when you say the national embarrassment, that wasn't the year you sent Jedward, was it? Because that one was up there, just saying. Can you not dig Johnny Logan out again? Hasn't he won it three times? Twice as a singer and once as a songwriter? Yeah, just send Johnny Logan. That will work fine. The Russian grannies, the bearded women, the monsters. I mean, it's been shocking, hasn't it? It's been shocking.
Monsters? Was that the Danish, the Norwegian?
It was a Norwegian.
Heavy metal group.
Yeah, I wish I could remember.
I think it was Monsters, wasn't it?
Norwegian. Let's see if we can find it. They were great. They are a constant. No, it wasn't Wigwam, was it?
Wigwam.
Lordy! Lordy, Hard Rock Hallelujah it was, and it was Finland. That explains why. No, it was Finland, not Norway. Yeah, Lordy they were called. I'll get you the video. 2006, year we switched to the Mac. And
Pete says Lordy.
Zombies. Do you know what's frightening, Pete? The fact that you actually remember that. She really enjoyed it. Yeah, Lordy, the Hard Rock Hallelujah. In fact, if you just go to YouTube and just look at the poster frame, that'll be enough. I vaguely remember, because 2006, it went when... Have we got a date on that? No, we haven't. Let's try and find it. Eurovision 2006 Wiki. Because I'm thinking it was literally within a week of us getting a Mac, wasn't it? So I probably wasn't taking any notice. Now, hang on, finals, 20th of May. So we'd had a Mac about 5 to 6 weeks. So we probably weren't watching Eurovision at the time. Do you know when Eurovision really took off, as far as I'm concerned, where I would actually watch it? But not for Eurovision. I watched it for the crack on Twitter, when Twitter was a nice place to be. There was a friend of ours who had a young boy. He was probably about 9 when he started. And he did his own review of each song and gave it a number at the end. And his dad would take photos of it every like 3 or 4 acts and post it. And he'd get loads of feedback, this kid. Oh, it was lovely. And he did it for years and years. And then Twitter got nasty. And then no one can say anything on Twitter. Oh, dear. Kim's sad about the iMac news. Tell me about it. When the last one was announced, we knew. It was really weird how they did it. They announced at WWDC that they were going to Apple Silicon and it would be called the M1. And then, about a month later, 2 months later, they then said, new iMac, old chip. Which was really weird if you were trying to sell it. But you knew from that having given themselves 2 years to transition, I mean, do they really need 2 years to transition? But they said they were giving themselves 2 years to transition. And then a new iMac comes out. You're thinking, this transition for the 27-inch iMac or whatever replaces it, not going to be anytime soon, is what you're thinking. And to be honest, it's not, is it? It could be WWDC, could be September, could be next March, could be WWDC next year, or even September next year. So we left it a couple of months just to see what did come out with an Apple Silicon chip. I could have gone for a Mac Mini. Possibly. Just like my iMac. So I decided I would leave the Mac Mini until the next iteration of Apple Silicon. But then that left you with the choice of, well, what do you do with the Mac that's on your desk that's out of AppleCare? So that's why Mike and I decided. I mean, initially it was, well, I'll have one. And then Mike decided he'd have one. And the thing is, you know what we say about Twitter, that it's toxic these days? And nobody wants to listen to anybody else's experience. They want to read two tweets on it and claim to be the world expert. That. Mike needs it to run Excel in Windows, which means the virtualization has to be perfect.
Spot on.
Not just it'll run it, you know, if you prop it up on one leg and wrap some sellotape around it, actually run it to perfection. Because the extensions that he plugs in are really finickety, aren't they? They barely run on Windows.
True.
So it's got to be spot on. It's not like good enough to say, well, 99% of Excel runs fine virtualized on an M1 chip. It has to be the whole thing. So that's why we took the decision that it virtually guarantees it for you for 3 years. Down the line, don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think they're in any rush to sort the iMac out. They only care about iPads, and we know they do. To be honest, the longer this lockdown goes on and the longer people are working from home, the more sales of Mac there'll be. And then they'll realise that, you know, if they took their production of Mac down to the bare minimum and another pandemic happened, they would not be in a position to take advantage of the people who then want a desktop computer. So I hope the COVID thing has given them a kick up the backside. But I still don't think that they're ready with this Mac. Nowhere near. But then they're not likely to be if they've actually paused the development, are they? Hopefully, Kim, though, they've paused the development because they've realised the error of their ways. And they realise that the white bezel not going to cut it for anybody. So fingers crossed they've come to their senses. Fingers crossed, can't see it myself. You know Apple, mind of their own. I was thinking they might make it a bigger machine, but I don't know. I don't know. How about we have a bezel-less one? And then we don't have to worry about the colour of the bezel. But I read that and my heart sank. Not really the news I wanted to hear. You do remember Lordy, though, Pete. So you remember Cliff, ABBA, Lordy, Gina G, Katrina and the Waves. I reckon, Pete, there's another one that you've forgotten that you do actually remember. Which is, wasn't it Dana International from Israel?
Yeah.
Surely you remember. Now, do they go by him, her, or they? Should we just say Dana?
But some other singers now change their pronoun.
Oh, that's Demi Lovato, isn't it?
Never heard of
Lovato,
it.
Lovato.
I was going to say her, but...
No, it's they.
Never
it's
heard
they.
Of they.
Them.
Them.
You have never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Well, she was a she, and she was a Disney star at the time. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, she was a big Disney star when she was about 10.
Like Ariana
upwards.
Grande.
Yep. I think it could even have been similar kind of programme, if not the same programme. But 3 weeks ago when she was a she. She came out and said that she'd been raped when she was 15 on set or by somebody involved. Then had had an overdose and then three strokes and a heart attack or something. It didn't sound great anyway. So if they want to be they or them, whatever. Whatever makes them happy. Right, what's going on here? Dee is still waiting for an estimated delivery on the MacBook Air. Oh, it'll get there eventually. Unbelievable. You might do an unboxing, but it's not looking like it'll ever arrive. Is it coming from Amazon themselves, or is it a third-party supplier? Do we have a new third kit? Or is this the one we've got now?
One. It's the separate one.
They played in that the other day, and I said to Mike, what are they wearing?
Because Renee had posted a picture of a zebra.
to go, which is our third strip, isn't it?
To go with the buffalo that he posted further up. I think it was a buffalo. Looked like one.
It's not good, isn't that kit? What colour's the second kit these days?
Can't remember.
Is it? It's not grey, is it? Because they had grey. They had to swap that mid-match. That was a funny story, wasn't it? They decided, they did all the testing, you know, like you do, for what would sell best. Not what would look best on the pitch. No, the tail's wagging the dog now. There was a strip a few years ago. It was the second strip, and it was kind of, had like a blue Adidas pattern on it, didn't it? And it was very, very popular as people would buy it for leisure wear. So this time they decided that they would do a survey and see what colour people would buy, and the tail would wag the dog. That's the colour they'd have for the second strip. And the winner was grey. And it was a standard, you know, 50% black grey shirt. Boring, to be honest. Well, the first time they played in it was Southampton, wasn't it? And that was because Southampton's colours are white, yeah, red and white stripes, vertical red and white stripes. So they, good job the second strip wasn't white, which for many years it was, because then you'd have to have gone for your third strip. But they ended up in the grey. How many were they down at half time?
I think it was 3-0.
3-0 at half time. The players went in and said to the manager, we can't see each other. You know, like if you're in a red shirt, it's instant. If you're in a blue shirt, it's instant. We can't see each other. It's kind of merging into the background. So Alex Ferguson, the manager, had to go and get permission from the referee, who needed to get permission from somewhere else to change these strips. Now, luckily, they had another strip with them. Did they change into the blue?
Can't remember.
Must have been blue they changed into. Yeah. And the second half of the match, they came out and they're playing in blue. Never wore the grey again. But that match was about September time. So anybody who had bought this new strip, they only ever played in it once. I guess you could say you've got a collector's edition.
You wait, the second strip's black.
Now that's because the referees are now not in black.
I've just gone to the website, right? Did you know that United now have an official vision partner?
Oh, that's handy. Have the players had a sight test? Unbelievable. It used to be black a while ago, and I must admit, it's not. I don't think it's something I'd want to wear as leisure wear, but I actually think that the green and yellow was good that year. That was early 90s, wasn't it?
Who said the green and yellow sound lucky?
Yeah, it. I think it was. Was it to do? It wouldn't have been the. It must have been some anniversary.
It was. It was Newton Heath.
I know, but that was 100 years in 78. So was it 98? Meaning it was 120. Was it celebrating something? But they suddenly went to green and yellow with a string in the neck. You know, you only needed a Casey ball, and it, you would have been 1960 called and wanted the kit back. But that not many people were wearing yellow and green.
No.
But that's long gone. But a lot of people now that don't like the Glazers, instead of having a red United scarf, they will have a yellow and green one. And it's because that was the original colours when they were Newton Heath. Newton Heath Locos, they were called. Well, weren't they created in a railway
Lancashire
club?
And Yorkshire Railway, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a nice one, but no, we look like zebras at the moment. Zebras and black. I can't keep up with them. Right. Do you know, I'm with Renee. They gave us the white bezels just to make us appreciate the black ones even more. I actually saw a piece today that somebody had written about how your eye interprets colour. And they had a photograph. It was a black and white photograph. And they had it surrounded in black and surrounded in white. And it looked like a totally different image. Having said that, you know, no one was complaining about the white IMAX in 2006. But we're complaining now. If we hadn't seen such riches, we could live with being poor.
Mrs. Simon's listening in.
Yay,
happy
Mrs.
birthday,
Simon.
Mrs. Simon.
Happy birthday. Hang on, I need to do something that we've not done yet. We've been so busy with other things that we haven't done this. Oh, where are we? It's down the bottom somewhere. Are we all ready? That's our Brooklyn's happy birthday. We now have an official Mike Bites happy birthday, don't we, Mike? Has Mrs. Simon heard this one yet or not? She has a suitable stash of wine and chocolate. Excellent. A very, very happy birthday to you, Mrs. Simon. Shall we play the Marooners singing again?
Yeah.
Why not? Enjoy this one as well.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elaine. Happy birthday to you.
Isn't that fabulous? Can I put that on something in the bathroom? And then when I need to wash my hands, just have it play happy birthday?
Yeah.
That would work. It was excellent. Oh, the Marooner Crooners, I like that. The Mac Crooners. I think we should open with that on Saturday, you know. Because last weekend, we had a different birthday, didn't we? It was Tony's birthday.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, so I said Saturday's nearer to my birthday than last Saturday was, so I'll take next Saturday. But now I've got a lovely song to play. Oh, yes, I think we should play that. Let's get you on the by request playlist. Fantastic. Oh, yes, love it. It is indeed my birthday, Simon. We've just done live unboxings of my gifts.
Audio unboxings.
I've got the most fabulous box of treats from Kath and family. All gluten-free. Fabulous, fabulous. The minute I opened it, I think Mike thought it could be smellies, so he wasn't interested. Until I said, oh, good grief, it's this huge box of treats. If you go back up the chat, in fact, I'll put the link in again. Was that the link? No, that wasn't the link. Let me go get the link. I think it was that one, but don't quote me on it. Right, let me put the link in, see if it was that one. It was that one. So once I got the lid open on this box, and Mike sees that lot, and it's all really well stacked. There's loads of stuff underneath that lot as well. Then Mike flew over. I think I might have to share some of that. Thank you very much, Simon. Much appreciated. I trust you are treating Mrs. Simon like a queen today. Or is that every day? Just like Mike. Aww. Oh, not only did I get a card from your mother. I should have thanked her for the card, shouldn't I? But I hadn't opened it. Also got a phone call. She must have rung twice, you know, to get through, because I'm on Do Not Disturb. Oh. I must put her on bypass.
Yeah, so I must I.
She can never get through, poor woman, without ringing three times. As was proved last week when she rang in the middle of the show three times. Do I have you on bypass? How do you put somebody on bypass?
Oh, it's weird.
I won't say I don't go into the phone often. I've got 8 missed calls today, but nobody's got my number, so I don't know who these people are. You see, your mother's actually there. So, oh no, will it ring the second time she rings? Is that how it works?
I thought it was the third.
Yes, but if I know who she is, because I've silenced calls if I don't know who you are. So that might explain why I've got these calls and I've no idea who they are. But I won't say I don't use the phone much, but it's actually in a secondary folder. Most people have that at the bottom, don't they? I don't. This phone's like a glorified iPod Touch that you can make a phone call from. should you ever desire to, which most of the time I don't. So how do you put somebody on bypass? Do you have to find the person first? Right, let's get that. No, it doesn't say. Share location, emergency contacts. Oh, if you add to emergency contacts, don't you put your emergency contacts on bypass? Is that how it works? Do you know, it's that ridiculous. I've no idea. No idea. I'll find out. Anybody else done that? There we go. Make the favourites and then exclude them in the Do Not Disturb. Right, I'll do that with her then. I just don't use the phone. I did find the thing in settings where you could turn off the phone number showing, but then that caused havoc with Mike, so I had to turn that back on. But I'm not interested in the phone side of it. It's all the other stuff I'm interested in. All right, let's see if it's in there. I thought you could do things in there. Yeah, we've done all the advanced things, haven't we? Like call forwarding. Do you remember when you were waiting for a call, but you needed your phone? And I said, well, call forward.
Yeah.
You were in some kind of session and couldn't get out.
See you, Sarah.
Good night, Sarah. Show my caller ID, and there's a Wi-Fi caller thing as well.
Pete and Annie says, make them favourites and exclude them in Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to have to do with it. I thought there was another way these days, but never mind. I will indeed enjoy the
emergency
pass
through. I had to do that. I wrote a blog post about it.
I thought you could emergency pass through without actually adding them to favourites.
You can, I think.
Because otherwise your favourites would be quite long, wouldn't it? But I know the favourites is a way to do it.
Yeah, because...
That's how I've done it with Mike.
Yeah, that's how I've added someone else.
Someone else? You mean you talk to other people?
Susie.
Oh, Susie's fine. He's all right if he's talking to Susie. Simon says, Mrs. Simon is always treated like a queen. You're always treated like a lowly peasant. Oh, poor Simon. Except on your birthday, surely. Simon, I've just got this image in my head and I don't know where from because I've never watched it, of Baldrick. A lowly peasant equals Baldrick in my mind. You do have my number from WhatsApp, Renee, you do. That's why I don't like WhatsApp. But I'm okay with you guys because you're friends. But I wouldn't know who anybody was or anything. So, yeah. I need to work out why I've had 11 calls today and who these people are. Obviously, I know Mike's mother. That's the messages. I've had 11 messages and 8 phone calls. Oh, please make it stop. I'll sort it out. I've got to get back to everybody before midnight or they'll think I'm being rude. I've also not been on Facebook either. But this course is just so intense. I won't say this course is intense, but today we had the leader in tears. So Mike said, isn't he presenting? I said, yeah. He said, why is he crying? I said, it's a long story. It's intense. That's why it's intense, Mike. Oh. I'm now getting multiple messages telling me that Google Drive's offline. Oh, now I need to fix that. This is why stuff stacks up in your inbox, isn't it? Oh, Pete needs to be added to the WhatsApp group. Mike can sort that out. I think I made it, didn't I? That'll be announced shortly. People will be chomping at the bit, Mike. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need you to turn up like a bad penny or a lucky penny.
Yeah.
It's time to announce the theme for the week. Have you got it all set up, ready to put into WhatsApp?
No.
Set it up and get the link to WhatsApp to Pete, and then Pete will be able to see it in WhatsApp.
Right.
We will sort it all out. We have a theme for the weekend. We just need to get all sorted with everything else now.
Make sure I give him the right link, not to the other Catinian group.
Oh, no, don't put him in the other Catinian group. Oh, no. That's all navel gazing and weird jokes, most of which I don't get. But that could be me. I'm just very well read. But it's been an amazing day, so thank you all very, very much. And thank you specifically, Tracy, for organising it. Love it, love it. And Renee, the video was fabulous. Oh, you are both amazing.
Right, if I post the link in here...
Loving that from Renee. Tracy's an amazing audio editor. She even made me sound mediocre. Quite an accomplishment.
There you go, Pete. The link is in the chat. So if you want to join our
Brooklyn's 196 WhatsApp group. Brooklyn's 196 stroke Marooners.
Yeah, but it's basically becoming a takeover, isn't it?
Yeah.
When the Catanians, who can't get out the door fast enough, disappear, we'll just carry on as Brooklyn's 196 for the Macbiters and be done. Oh, dear. Right, so we've sorted out the WhatsApp group link. So that's for when it's live all the time, but 2 days it's particularly active. Wednesday night, when we announce the theme, and Saturday, obviously, when we're going live. You can, of course, choose when you get notifications or if you get notifications at all. So if it gets a bit much on a Saturday night when we're yakking away, just turn the notifications off on the group. You can do it at group level. So we've got the theme sorted out.
Yeah.
Right, get it into WhatsApp and anybody who's WhatsApp can see it. Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much. There are lots of birthday wishes over there. Press send. Press send. And I need to go and see them, don't I? I have not touched anything all day. My inbox is quite happily purring away at less than 10, which I'm quite happy with. So I sorted that out. What else did I do? Oh, in my sessions, of which I've done, I think it's 5 today already, and I've got another 3 tonight. What I did do was open up links that they've sent. So I've now got 3,000 tabs to go through and sort those out. So I foresee about 4 hours of just add to this, save to there, put it over there, and thanking everybody. But it will be a pleasure. It will be a pleasure. You always think you sound awful. Your own audios, don't you? You should have seen me trying to edit the very first MacBites. It's like, I can't listen to it. He's like, do you know what? Mike can't edit it. Mikey B can't edit it. So get over it. And that was that. By episode 4, I'm like, is this me? I don't care. Trust me. Trust me. You will. You get over it. Just need to do it more often. Uh-huh. That's what you need to do. Right, so is it sorted? You're going to put it in here now? What is Lucky Penny Day? Ah! Well, what we did was we looked up these international days and some of them are absolutely ludicrous.
Like Naked Gardeners Day.
Naked Gardening Day. Well, I mean, you can't not celebrate. Come on. Naked Gardening Day. Be honest. And this one was Lucky Penny Day. So Mike said, money. And I said, and luck. Luck and money. Do you know, Mike, one of Arthur Miller's early plays was called The Man Who Had All the Luck. No. It's a wonderful play. Short read, you know, probably about an hour of a read because it's a play. Just fantastic. Such a moral in there. Loved it. It's a good one. I'm telling you, it's a good one. Let's see what people come up with for that. Because I said, if we add luck to it, then obviously you can choose Kylie Minogue and I should be so lucky. But there are lots of luck and money songs out there. Obviously, Money, Money, Money. I think that one will be early. Money's Too Tight to Mention. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Oh, do you know you could have anything from Dollar?
Yeah.
Could you name anything from Dollar?
Yeah. Oh, Lamo. Oh, Lamo.
As you can tell, he knows the chorus.
We're not licensed for any more thing.
Discotheque. It's all right, it's not recognisable.
Oh.
Discotheque was one of those.
Oh.
Mirror, Mirror.
Oh, yeah, Mirror, Mirror.
Hey, it's all coming back to you now.
Yeah.
Pete's going to town over there. If it makes Pete happy, leave him with it. Simon says, I thought you were going to say Arthur Miller's The Crucible was about naked snookering. No. No. Oh, my God, no. Actually, we've seen quite a few Arthur Miller plays, haven't we? At the Octagon. What have they put on? First one was All My Sons. They've done The Price. They did View from the Bridge. What else they done? They did do The Crucible, but unfortunately we didn't get to see it. They also did Death of a Salesman, which is terminally depressing. So I was glad that I'd missed that one. But I love Arthur Miller. I love all his work apart from that one. Apart from that, there's a fantastically funny one called The Ride Down Mount Morgan. It is hysterical.
I better start putting him in the spreadsheet now, hadn't I?
Yep. But you know what might be a good idea? Let me run this by you live and see what you think. What if we created a Google form and we had it feeding into the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Ah, now his eyes have lit up now. That means some spreadsheet development, dear. Spreadsheets.
Mm.
Spreadsheets. We could do that and make it a lot easier. Oh, anything from sixpence and on the rich. You see, you're all on fire now. You are all on fire. So, no, I've never seen The Crucible. No, they did put The Crucible on, but I've not seen it. But I did manage to get some radio plays. I think they're from Audible or Apple Books, of all the Arthur Miller plays. They are fantastic. Fantastic. There was one who played the lead in View from the Bridge, and he was the guy who played Ted. Oh gosh, what was the series? Married with Children. And there was a guy in it called Ted. He was like the father. It was very funny, actually. American sitcom. Let's find out who was in it, because he was the one. Ed O'Neill played Al Bundy, that's right. And Katie Sagal, Peggy Bundy. I just love that. And I remember Christine Applegate as Kelly. Everybody liked Kelly. But Ed O'Neill played, I mean, it's just a totally different role. It's agonising in View from the Bridge. And I thought, he's a comedy actor. No, that's not going to work for me. And 5 minutes in, I thought, this guy's brilliant. Oh, every day I think of money. Anything by Johnny Cash? Nice, nice. I want my money back. Yeah, Ed O'Neill. Oh, wasn't he fantastic, Paul? But he was even better in this drama that I heard. I did not realise it was that old. 1989, 5 years. Good grief. But I guess that would be considered to be politically incorrect now, if you think about it. I'm sure in the titles, wasn't there him and the guy next door who thought he was a new man that used to just stare at the backside of one of the plumbers who happened to be a woman? You're not going to get away with that these days. No, not going to happen. Oh, we've got to have money, 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 haven't we? Several times, I think. Don't look up Peggy's maiden. I'm not going there. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Yes, a huge happy birthday to you, and thank you for your good wishes. Much, much appreciated. I hope you have had a good day. Simon, leave it alone. Mrs. Simon's in, and you'll get yourself spanked. Mind you, you might enjoy that. You never know. Oh, dear. Right, I think I'm up to date there. And we've got some fantastic suggestions for Saturday. So can't say fairer than that. Oh, she works hard for the money. Good one.
I should do Pop Mobility to that.
Oh, so I'll make sure that Mike's got his wig on and that I take some pictures.
And your leotard.
And your leotard. Did you have a leotard?
No, T-shirt and shorts.
I'll get you a mankini. It'll be fine. So and on that thought.
It's good night for me.
Of Mike in a mankini. Sorry about that. If you're celebrating your birthday or of a nervous disposition. Yes, we'll have Mike in his mankini. Coming up on his birthday. Magic Mike's mankini night. Yeah, that will work. That will work great. So thank you very, very much once again for all your good wishes. They are much appreciated. Do you know, lockdown birthdays aren't all that bad. Especially not when you've got somebody as kind and generous as Tracy sorting all of that out. And each and every one of you for playing along with it. Thank you very, very much. Much, much, much appreciated, honestly. And on the thought of mankinis, Kim says maybe it will come with a lady pipe. I did not get a lady pipe for my birthday. There's a gross oversight there on your part, Mike.
Yeah.
Just saying. But there's always scope, because lockdown birthdays last a week, don't they? So maybe time yet. But as I say, thank you, each and every one of you. Much, much, much appreciated. So I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, folks.